Disc 4. Chapter 4. Next to Cermak himself, Louis Bort was most active in rallying those dissident elements which had fused into the now vociferous Action Party. Yet he had not been one of the deputation that had called on Salver Hardin almost half a year previously. That this was so was not due to any lack of recognition of his efforts, quite the contrary. He was absent for the very good reason that he was on Anacreon's capital world at the time. He visited it as a private citizen. He saw no official and he did nothing of importance. He merely watched the obscure corners of the busy planet and poked his stubby nose into dusty crannies. He arrived home toward the end of a short winter day that had started with clouds and was finishing with snow, and within an hour was seated at the octagonal table in Cermak's home. His first words were not calculated to improve the atmosphere of a gathering already considerably depressed by the deepening snow-filled twilight outside. "I'm afraid," he said, "that our position is what is usually termed, in melodramatic phraseology, a lost cause."
"You think so?" said Cermak, gloomily.
"It's gone past," thought Cermak. "There's no room for any other opinion." "Armaments," began Dokor Walto, somewhat officiously, but Bort broke in at once. "Forget that. That's an old story." His eyes traveled round the circle. "I'm referring to the people. I admit that it was my idea originally that we attempt to foster a palace rebellion of some sort to install as king someone more favorable to the Foundation. It was a good idea. It still is. The only trifling flaw about it is that it is impossible. The great Salver Hardin saw to that."
Cermak said sourly, "If you'd give us the details, Bort."
"Details? There aren't any. It isn't as simple as that. It's the whole damned situation on Anacreon. It's this religion the Foundation has established. It works."
"Well,
you've got to see it work to appreciate it. All you see here is that we have a large school devoted to the training of priests, and that occasionally a special show is put on in some obscure corner of the city for the benefit of pilgrims. And that's all. The whole business hardly affects us as a general thing. But on Anacreon,